tomorrow night. Easton Wood and Stephen Martin both likely to play against the Cats, so that's good news. Cam Guthrie looks set to return for the Geelong Footy Club, so that's significant. Quentin Narkle, we spoke about him last week, Quentin Narkle, may miss again. This is what Chris Scott had to say on this young, talented young player.
We want all our players to be disappointed and driven and a little bit frustrated when they're not in our 22. We don't want any of them to be too content. Everything we're seeing from Quinton leads us to believe that he's going to do everything he can to force his way into the team.
Yeah, so and they know better than anyone how to handle their players, keep them hungry, keep them a little bit on edge, be a little bit angry. It's all such a good thing, but it's going to be a big night tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great game. We 7,000 people there were spoken about, so we'll find out. I think the Cats, last week, we just said this, just sliding along a little bit under the radar-ish. Came out and performed beautifully last week, but they've got big tests, got three big games coming up, so we'll find out definitively where they're at.
We will. Is Cam Guthrie now their number one midfielder?
I think so. Yeah.
Most important Duncan, midfielder, too?
Yeah, Mitch Duncan, I rate enormously highly. And that's not the... then you got Selwood and Dangerfield. But on the basis of the last 12 months, he's been their best performed, I think.
I think in terms of the all-round game, the inside, the spread, the ability to be able to defend really quickly, the ability to be able to get in behind the defence and chip kick and find his way through traffic, all that type of thing... I think he's now their best all-round midfielder.
Yeah, well, I think they're well-served through there. I mean, that's the best thing for them. Mitch Duncan back into that side makes such a difference as well.